Welcome to the Secrets of Virtual Production podcast by Final Pixel. My name is James and I'm your host. I've spent the last year working in virtual production and learning all about how it works. Come and join me and my guests as we discover the world of virtual production and everything it has to offer. This week we are joined by Anastasia Marshall, a creative producer and filmmaker with a background in scripted and commercial content for the likes of Disney, the BBC and Condé Nast. She was the creative director for 100% Shutterstock, a TV commercial shot entirely on an LED virtual production stage for Shutterstock Studios in partnership with Ridley Scott's associates, Final Pixel and 86. She is passionate about DEI in the creative industries and fascinated by storytelling via new and immersive technology, with current ventures in Web3 and NFTs. Hi Anna, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Okay, so can you tell me about your background and how you got involved in the world of virtual production?
My background started in TV, TV drama mainly. I was a script editor and worked in drama development and sort of ended up in the world of commercials and branded content. And I was working in-house at Shutterstock Studios when this brief came across my desk, and I knew from the get-go that it had to be a virtual production project. And it just couldn't really have been anything else. So I had seen some examples of virtual production from my friend Dan, 86, and he had shown me this crazy video of a motorbike in a desert. And then after about a minute, it cuts to this studio setup and you see that it's all on an LED screen and it's all through Unreal Engine. And it just blew my mind. And that cut from like virtual reality to studio space just really stayed with me. It was like this breaking of the fourth wall and the suspension of disbelief is just completely removed, and just had quite a strong reaction to it. So I knew I wanted to take that and use it somewhere. I just didn't know where it would be until this project came along.
So let's talk about the 100% Shutterstock project. What was it and how did it use virtual production?
So when I was working in-house at Shutterstock, the marketing team had this brief called What Can You Create with 100% Shutterstock? And it was going to be their new summer campaign. And they needed a TV commercial and web content and everything else to go with it. And my immediate thought was, well, if we're saying, you know, what can you create with 100% Shutterstock, then the TV commercial needs to be made out of 100% Shutterstock. And kind of need to walk the walk if we're going to talk the talk. So started thinking about, you know, what would a world made out of Shutterstock library content look like? And of course, they've got images and video. They've also got 3D archive footage. They've got music. They've got illustrations. They've got everything. So a world made out of it all would look pretty crazy and not something you could create in real life. So it would have to be made virtually, either on green screen. But because I knew about virtual production and had seen some really, really interesting examples of it, I thought, well, isn't this like the perfect answer to the question, what can you create with 100% Shutterstock? Is a whole world, a whole universe. And you can not only see it, but you can walk through it and interact with it and see it on screen.
What was your role on the project and how did it differ from previous projects?
My role is as creative director. I got the chance to pitch an idea against the brief, which was this world made out of content. And because we were going to shoot it in the UK and that's where I was based, I got to lead on the project, which was really, really fun. And so then we had to, you know, bring on all our different partners, such as 86, we had Ridley Scott Associates with the director Urian Boy, you guys at Final Pixel. And so I guess I was just working with all of you to make this mad idea a reality.
How was pre-visualization used in the pre-production phase?
I think the whole pre-production phase was basically just messing around on Unreal Engine and trying to work out how this was all going to work. We were lucky that Shutterstock had acquired TurboSquid, so we had these 3D skeletons of a lot of the environments we wanted to use, and then we were able to sort of map onto those all the different content and layers that we wanted to see. So it was a really long process. I think that was where we spent the bulk of the time, was trying out different, a collage of all these different things, putting them into Unreal, mapping them onto these buildings and onto different objects, and seeing what that looked like through the virtual camera. We played around with the Shutterstock logo in the New York scene. We wanted to try and get a forced perspective effect of the logo in the 3D environment, which I'm convinced would have worked if we'd had a bit more time to play around with it. But it was so, so tricky lining up the 3D elements, the virtual camera, and then we would have had the model and the physical camera as well. And I think, I still think that's a really cool idea that I'm hoping someone out there will do one day, because I want to see it. But the pre-visualization was really like just so important. We had 5 different scenes, which were all like a world within themselves, and seeing how they were going to look and how the director and my vision had sort of been taken from photoshopped images into this 3D space that we could journey through was incredible. And basically the whole process was done in Unreal in that previous stage.
What was your experience like on set with the LED wall and the virtual environments then?
This shoot was a blur, but it was really, really fun. Finally seeing the world we'd made up on those screens was just such a wow moment. And I think there was a great energy and excitement on the day, like finally seeing them up. And then, working out like the nitty gritty of where the camera needed to be placed, both the virtual camera and the physical camera, I remember took ages. We spent the whole rehearsal day just fiddling around, like making tiny adjustments to both camera movements. But it worked so seamlessly and smoothly. I was expecting way more technical difficulties than we actually had. I learned a lot. I think there's definitely things that we could have done better, but considering so few of us had actually done a virtual production shoot before, our director had never done it before, I certainly hadn't. Luckily our DOP had, and you guys obviously were pros. But it was, we felt like we were in really good hands, and at the same time I was almost waiting for something to go catastrophically wrong with this new crazy technology, but it went very smoothly considering.
So the project recently won Best Use of Virtual Production at the Idea Awards 2022 by APA London. How was that experience for you guys?
It was really, really awesome that it won and got recognised for the idea. I think that's great. I think we were all quite proud of the way we used virtual production and the fact that we weren't trying to create this photoreal environment in the background that, most of the time when you watch a commercial or a short or a film with virtual production in it, the whole point is to not notice it. It's for it to be seamless and almost for it to be taken for granted that it is real. But in this, we were really trying to, use it as a creative tool to wow people and tell a story. And I think, it's quite gratifying that we won an award for the idea of the best use for virtual production, because I think we were trying to be quite playful and creative with it.
Can you tell us about a recent project that you've seen or worked on that uses virtual production in a creative or unique way?
I've not had the pleasure of working on virtual production since. I would love to, but I've seen... It's funny because, like I said before, you watch things on TV and you probably have no idea that they've used virtual production. It's only if you watch some behind the scenes stuff. I saw a McDonald's ad on YouTube where they'd used a similar mechanic to us on the Shutterstock ad, where they've got this beautifully shot ad, and then last scene they cut to the studio to show the LED and sort of break that suspension of disbelief. And I thought that was quite interesting. But yeah, otherwise, whenever I've heard that something is virtual production, it's been completely seamless. It seems to be a lot of motorbike and car stuff. I think people really like the reflective surfaces and the way that can be used with virtual production. I think it's just sort of starting. People are going to use it a lot more to create these real and like super realistic environments. But I think using it in different ways is going to slowly start creeping back in. And yeah, I'm just excited to see how people are going to experiment and do weird things like hiding logos between buildings and whatever else they can come up with.
Yeah, going on from that, what do you think is in store for the future of virtual production?
I've been wondering if there's going to be some link between metaverses and virtual production, because obviously they're both made on 3D like Unreal Engine, game engine frameworks. One of the big barriers to metaverse entry is the VR headsets. And actually, if you were a brand and you wanted to show off your metaverse space, you might not want to do it with headsets. You might want to do it with an LED stage instead. I think that's quite interesting. And I think as metaverses, I don't know, it's debatable if they will or if it's just going to be like a weird fad. But if metaverses become more commonplace and we start spending more time in them, then stories will be told more in metaverse spaces, which means that we might get films set in a metaverse and then shooting that metaverse on an LED production stage makes sense to me. But I have no idea. This is all just like a hypothetical. It might not work, but I'm intrigued that there's just that synergy with the 3D virtual worlds.
Okay, so last question, which we ask all our guests, what is your biggest secret of virtual production?
My biggest learning I took away from our shoot was that you have to remember you've got two cameras. You've got the virtual camera and the physical camera, and it's very easy to obsess over what the physical camera is doing because it's there, you can see it. The virtual camera on our shoot got a little bit forgotten by the camera team. So I would really advise that your physical camera operator and your virtual camera operator just become like bezzy mates and really like build a rapport and a good communication workflow. But I would definitely, yeah, just really treat it like you've got two cameras on set, and everything you do for the physical camera, remember to do it for the virtual camera as well.
Brilliant. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. It was great to hear more about your experience on your first virtual production shoot.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more from me and my guests, click the follow button. You can also visit our website, finalpixel.com, to find out more about what we are doing. Once again, thank you for listening. Join me next time to uncover more secrets of virtual production.